Welcome to the rainforest. I hope you can hear the sound of the waterfall and the birds chirping in the background as you listen to this. Father, I pray for those who are planning right now to come to Fiji. I pray for them as they gather their things, as they make decisions about what they need for these 7 days. And even what you might have them leave behind in order to make room to bring a gift to bless your children here on this remote island. And I pray that this would be not a vacation or a business conference, but a life-changing encounter with you. Amen. And so your first assignment is to prayerfully listen to this over and over again. Maybe the first time just with your heart, and a second time through with a pen and paper. And ask Holy Spirit to give you the answers. I'll make these questions personalized. What makes me happiest in life? When do I feel most alive? What do people thank me for? What do people compliment me for? What do people tell me I should do? You'd be a great fill in the blank. Who do I look up to? Who inspires me? And why? Who are some of the mentors and role models God has placed in my life? Why do I think God chose them? Them of all people. What direction might He be gently leading me? When was the last time I totally lost track of time? What was I doing? When was the last time I was so excited about something I was working on that I couldn't sleep or couldn't wait to hop out of bed in the morning to get back at it? Imagine God blessed me with a $100 million inheritance. Money is no longer my master. I don't have to work for money anymore. But what work would I keep doing anyway? If I stopped working for money, what would I devote my days to? What would I gladly do for free if money was a non-issue in my life? What would I dare to do right now if I knew I couldn't fail? Couldn't make a fool of myself, and no one would criticize or condemn me. I was totally safe. So why aren't I doing it?
If I could be anything,
what and who would I be?
If I could do anything,
what would I do?
If I could have anything, what would I have?
Imagine I'm attending my own funeral. What do I most want to be remembered for? A memorial is being dedicated in my honor. Why? What did I do? I have an hour of free time and decide to surf the internet. What do I search for, listen to, watch when I'm at my best? I walk into a bookstore. What section do I go to? If someone were to peruse my book collection or Kindle collection, what would they conclude about who I am and what I am on earth to do? What do I love most? The subject comes up. I can't stop talking about it. What do I do best? What are my top 5 skills? What do I want to stand for in this world? What bothers me? What bothers me that I want to see changed in the world? What do I want to stand against? What concerns me most about what the next generation will face? If time and money were no object, if I had unlimited resources and anything was possible, what problem would I solve in the world? Finish this sentence. Before I leave planet Earth, I want to... What would my ultimate career be? Who are the people I want in my life? Are there any concrete actions I need to take right now to move forward? Thinking back to when I was 5, 10 years old, little child, what did I dream of becoming? If I were guaranteed it would be an international bestseller, what book would I write? Why? What's stopping me from writing it? What career path do I see others succeeding in and think, I wish that were me? And now ask God, Lord, what do you want to say to me?
What's blocking me from moving forward in my relationship with you? What wrong beliefs do I have about you? About life? What wrong beliefs do I have about myself? Is there anyone I need to forgive? Do I need to return to the special blessings prayer? Is there more work to do? How do you see my marriage or my singleness? What plans do you have for my marriage or my singleness? How can I enhance my key relationships? Again, how can I enhance my key relationships? Any special instructions about my children? How can I meet their needs and nurture them? What is my primary ministry right now? How can I best serve? How can I best serve you in this season of my life? What seasons are still ahead of me? Lord, what do you think of my life vision? I look forward to hearing your responses to these questions and many more in our time together in Fiji. I hope you've enjoyed our little tour of the rainforest.